This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Thursday referred to an OAN report that said Dominion voting systems deleted 2.7 million votes for him in his re-election campaign. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Texas turned down using Dominion voting systems because after many tests, they determined the systems were unreliable with flaws in the hardware and software.
Well, we tested this, I think, three different times from 2012 until more recently, and each time we found system failures, hardware and software. And we discovered that these systems were subject to different types of unauthorized manipulation and potential fraud. So there is a reason that Texas rejected it. We didn't do it arbitrarily. We did it because we knew that these were unreliable systems. We didn't want to trust them. We didn't want to be in the same situation that some of these other states are in now, where we're questioning the results. So we clearly believe that this was a fraud.
The state of Georgia uses Dominion voting systems. USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The man who lost a close Senate race to Senator Lindsey Graham in South Carolina will likely be the next Democratic National Committee chair following an announcement that current chair Tom Perez is not seeking re-election. Jamie Harrison recently said he would give a good look to running for the seat, although he has not officially decided. Over 65,000 truckers are planning to voice their opinions. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
They already did a small-scale dry run on Veterans Day, and now they want to do something bigger over the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Cliff Abbott writes for the Trucker News. Paper.
Basically, what they're trying to do is just get everybody to not work over that Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Some called for a slow roll on the nation's highways or blocking lanes to get attention.
They just want to get attention by shutting down trucks over that holiday in hopes that, you know, America will notice maybe some of the shells are starting to lose their stock or they can't get gasoline for their cars and they might wake up to the plight of the trucker.
That is Cliff Abbott of the Trucker Newspaper. This is John Clemens reporting.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Major League Baseball Cy Young Awards were announced for both leagues. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football saw the Colts beat the Titans 34-17 at Nissan Stadium in Music City. Winning quarterback Philip Rivers on NFL Network says the team is looking forward.
Green Bay in 9-10 days will be the biggest one of the year because that's the one we're playing. But, we're just a team that's continuing to get better. And all the teams I've been a part of and just being around the league for a long time, the teams that are playing the best in November, November and December are the ones that get to play in January, and ultimately you hope to play in February. So we just got to continue to improve, but we need to win along the way. And this is a huge game. Every game's huge the rest of the way out. And I love these Thursday night games, especially after a win. You get that mini bye, and then we get to regroup and get ready for Green Bay.
Next week for the teams, the Colts will host Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The Titans will travel to the Baltimore Ravens. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Okay, man.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, Dave, it's going to happen. It's going to be based on the facts, ladies and gentlemen, not on opinion. But unfortunately, in the absence of fact, all kinds of opinions are flying around, and that seems to be the order of the day. Fox News contributor Liz Peek is with us now. Liz, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning. Just great. Thank you. Happy to join you.
Well, wow. Where do we start? This is like nothing we've ever experienced in all our lives, what's going on right now. I mean, this is so bizarre that we have just had an election and there are so many questions and legitimate questions. I'm not talking about the questions that some people are asking with a foregone conclusion here. I mean, critical questions that are based on critical thinking. What do you say?
Look, I think Joe Biden probably won this election. I have to say it's incredible to me. I mean, literally incredible. It's hard to believe, given that he was just an empty suit. I mean, but you have to say his campaign was very clever in that essentially there was no campaign. He took no stand on any issue of importance. All he did was rail about President Trump and talk about how better he could manage COVID. Well, now it turns out that the people he wants to manage COVID, the people he's brought on to his advisory team, how will they do it? They'll shut down the entire country for another, maybe 4 weeks, 6 weeks, who knows? Mm-hmm. And that's not hyperventilating. That's actually what these guys are talking about. And I'll tell you what, the United States will not stand for it. People will not obey.
Right.
So, from day one, Joe Biden had this mythical narrative that during his time in office in the Obama administration, he managed successfully our response to swine flu. Bill, I went back and researched that because, of course, no one in the mainstream media had done that.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if you look back at all the press conferences held when that epidemic was at its peak, and by the way, it infected 60 million Americans. This was no small event, Joe Biden's name never came up. He was not involved in this thing. It was the CDC that took management of it, not Joe Biden. And it is astonishing to me to look at Barack Obama's State of the Union address that year. He never even mentioned it. It's not even mentioned.
Right.
So the truth is, and one of his guys on this task force that he's put together have actually said this, they were lucky. It was not a particularly high fatality disease. Had it been, it would have been catastrophic for the country because they had nothing in place with which to combat it. And now they're talking about this guy who successfully fended off Ebola. How did they do that? We basically shut down entry into the U.S. from any place where they had it, meaning there were only 4 cases of Ebola in the United States. Good for them.
Yes.
So they managed a 4-case epidemic. Mm-hmm. That's what they did.
Right.
So, I am, like so many Trump supporters, baffled that voters didn't get how well things were going in the U.S. And look, I understand this is a horrible disease. I also understand that President Trump really had very little to do with how it was managed. The governors really were the people who stepped up and were supposed to take ownership of managing this epidemic. And look, what could President Trump do? He could bring together national resources, the nation's biggest companies, biggest pharmaceutical providers, and so forth, and demand, push, and fund a vaccine. And that's what he did. And now we're within minutes, literally, of having a successful outcome to that unprecedented effort. It's, you know, I just think it's tragic that he lost, because there was so much more to do. And I'm certainly hopeful in 4 years we have a Trump ally who takes back the White House. And I think there's every chance that could happen, because I do think we're on the brink of true civil war in the Democratic Party. They have basically kept that behind the scenes, you know, like the Wizard of Oz, nothing to see here,
right.
And it's coming out, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, you got to know, and I've been mentioning it all week long, Liz, is that, you know, all these forces, Black Lives Matter especially, this is kind of deja vu all over again with Bill Clinton, if you remember. It was the homosexual, the gay movement during his era that we first started hearing, well, you know, it's about, it started out 4% of the country is gay. I think by the time Bill Clinton was elected, it was 20%. And, right? I mean, they just kept on getting more and more. It's like everybody's going, are you gay? Well, I don't know.
That's a funny thing to remember.
Right? But what happened was that they go into the Oval Office when, you know, now we got President Bill Clinton. They go, hey, we got you elected, buddy. You owe us. And he goes, well, let me break it down for you. You're not really 20%. You know, best case, I mean, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You know, 2-4%. We'll say 4%. Now, you know, we're going to help you out a little bit, but we're not going to help you out to the tune of 20%. So have a cup of coffee, take a donut on your way out, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I think, yes, I think that Joe Biden is going to have to reward progressives for not staying home, for coming out and voting for him. And so the degree to which he does that will alienate a lot of traditional Democrats who already are queasy about Joe Biden. I mean, I think a lot of my friends think he was a pretty terrible candidate, really past his prime, not possibly vigorous enough, honestly, for this office. I mean, you know, when I'm on, I get the distributions from the press pool for Joe Biden, and it's, I mean, it's just one after another sort of saying, you know, he came out, waved, went back inside. He called the lid at 10 o'clock in the morning, et cetera. I don't know.
I mean, that's the deal. That's a new term that we got during this election cycle.
I know.
It's called a lid.
To be honest,
everything called a lid.
I knew enough at this game. I didn't even know what that meant, but now I do.
Yes.
But my husband keeps referencing, and believe me, he wasn't an adult during this time. But remember the Eisenhower presidency, if you talk to some of the people who are real old timers, they remember Ike would go, you know, most days there was a press pool of like, I don't know, 15 guys who would hang out at the White House. Most days, I forget the name of his press secretary, would come out and say, Ike's going golfing and there's nothing, and here's the news of the day, and that would be it.
Right, and that was
basically what happened. It's sort of funny to think we might be going back in that direction. The whole thing is just nuts.
It really is. Well, you know, addressing the deal, going back to what you researched in terms of the swine flu, if you remember, it took the Obama administration something like 6 months to address it.
They won anything. I mean, Joe Biden kind of has this, it's sort of mythology
about
how we all gathered in the Situation Room. I don't think so. If they did, it was just Joe and a friend or two. They really weren't addressing the swine. Anyway, look, you know, he won. We're going to have to kind of deal with that.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit more about that, and that just seems to be the growing conclusion. The call is, where's the evidence? The president says we got 234 affidavits here, and I think the question, you know, from the mainstream media and others, but they're not going to get it because the mainstream media was part and parcel of this cabal that elected Joe Biden. So it's like you're asking a brain surgeon to do surgery on himself. Ain't going to happen. Yeah. Right?
No, I mean, the mainstream media has shot its credibility 100%.
Without a doubt.
With, let's face it, about half the nation, right?
I mean, yeah. Stay tuned. We've got to go to break. We've got more.
Zohar has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Action Independent, just a way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Former top-ranked Wall Street analyst and Fox News contributor, the one and only Liz Peek, continues with us. Liz, you know, the mainstream media, others are saying, well, you know, where's the beef on all this election fraud that the president is claiming? And the president you know, his supporters are saying, hey, have you heard of a thing called due process? And meanwhile, there's been a collection of affidavits. I think, according to Kayleigh McEnany yesterday, it was over 234 affidavits that they had collected. And this is when you sign an affidavit, I mean, this is a legal document. I mean, you know, that you could be liable if you're lying here. And we've got the whole gamut of things being reported that people were, you know, filling in, you know, names just outside of the polling stations. I don't know what the number, actual number of ballots, that's a whole nother issue, of where they only voted for the president. We heard yesterday that there was a machine in Nevada that was purposely set up, and even this is even by a local observer that was, you know, supposed to verify the signature, but it had been calibrated and set back in such a way that it really didn't do what it was designed to do to verify the signatures. So all this anecdotal and some of this affidavit information is out there right now, and like you say, something big has to happen in such a way, and I've been saying from day one, if there was going to be any kind of reversal, there's got to be some thread, the right thread that they pulled back to say, okay, look at, you know, there were there was clear obstruction and voter fraud that took place at such a massive level that maybe some of these states would have to have no other choice but to do a redo on the election, possibly. Otherwise, the numbers are the numbers.
It's very discouraging that there are so few voices asking for an investigation into what now, as you point out, have been legally certified accusations of fraud. The general tone from the mainstream media is, well, of course, there's some dead people voting. There always are. Or, yes, of course, there's some ballots being stuffed. There always are. That is unacceptable. That
exactly
is not that should not take place in a democracy. We should not allow one error to be made, much less hundreds and hundreds. Now, in terms of what impact all this will have, I don't know. I think the only way this election could be overturned, or the apparent winning of Joe Biden could be overturned, is if it develops. The only thing I am suspicious about, and I to be very careful not to suggest that I think this happened, but I think there's a question about this software that was used, this Dominion software.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We know in one instance there was an error that favored Biden 6,000 votes, took 6,000 votes from Trump and gave them to Biden, and that error was corrected. So that's good news. The bad news is this same software apparently can be tampered with very easily. It was rejected by the Texas Election Board twice because they didn't think it was reliable, just for that reason, that it could be tampered with. And so if you, I mean, just, I'm not a fan of conspiracy theories, but let's just review the obvious.
But Liz, this is what they've done this to us. They've given us tinfoil hats.
I know.
And I hate this.
Yeah,
we cannot be confident in the systems, you know, that operate. But it's like at every turn, all this stuff is turned upside down on us. And then, you know, we're idiots because we asked the question.
We're the bad guys because we want to know.
Please just do me a favor, okay? Give me a birth certificate that's legal, okay? Have some credibility. Don't make me into a racist because you're lying to me and you're trying to give me some made up stuff, and then I just got to keep on, you know, chewing the same bad fruit and the bad lies and in order to stay out of being a conspirator, being some sort of bad guy, I got to buy into this, you know, continuous lie that goes on here.
Yeah, and let's face it. Why are so many of us doubtful? Because Joe Biden is a terrible candidate. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, and also because so many other races across the country favored Republicans.
Exactly.
So it's a bit mystifying that there was no blue wave, that we had House races all across the country go GOP, which is very good news, by the way.
Yes. Look at how many women, and we saw this wave.
Yeah.
We saw the female wave on the GOP side.
Right.
We see the tents spreading out, the tent pegs on the in the GOP tent spreading out. All this, and then some of these the numbers are still good, and I still think even in terms of minority vote counts and stuff like that. Certainly, Hispanics went for Trump. I still think that some of the black vote is not. We don't have a true number on that right now.
Yeah, I think it's actually fascinating, and all of that while, of course, the other side talks about Trump as being a racist, a misogynist, and everything. You know, honestly, it's too bad there isn't a platform for real debate in this country, because
Amen.
I would like to sit down with Joy Reid or some of these people who have such a horrible view of this president and say, just tell me again why, for example, on the charge of racism, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but there were exactly two instances that the Democrats always raise, how he's called Mexicans racist and stuff. And we know, you know,
yes.
that, Bill, what he was talking about was the coyotes who were bringing people across the border illegally. And guess what? They are rapists. They
exactly.
are murderers, et cetera.
Right. Well, he's talking about them and the MS-13 gangs. Yes.
The Charleston parade,
right.
very fine people. We know both of those are completely bogus incidences. And what's interesting is that's all they got. So
right.
what really that says to me is Trump is not a racist, or there is absolutely no evidence of that.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think people, the good news is, I don't think Americans are that stupid. I think, look, half the country kind of gets what he was trying to do. They get that he was actually, what I think is really quite fascinating, and this is going to be a subject, again, that the media ignores, but that I will raise and others will over and over again. Joe Biden was put in office largely by big corporations,
exactly.
big labor unions. Those are the special interests that elected this guy. He got way more, four times, I think, as much money from Wall Street as did Donald Trump, four times as much money from Big Pharma and all the big corporations. So to the extent that there is anyone running for office that is a, quote, tool of big corporate interests, it's Joe Biden. And the
exactly.
fact that there are 40-some lobbyists on his transition team, that really should tell you a great deal. And I've looked into who those people are. They're mm-hmm. mainly lobbying for the big labor unions. By the way, those labor unions do not represent working people anymore. Mm-hmm. They represent labor unions.
Right.
And it's a very different divide.
Without a doubt. And let's bring into the fold here these big tech oligarchs that we have here in our country. I mean, huge. You talk about the kind of money that they dumped in. I mean, the Democrats had more money than they knew what to do with. I mean, what was it? Three Senate seats alone. You know, three of the most expensive campaigns in the history of America, over $100 million, was that right?
Yeah, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, and Mitch McConnell, and guess what? They all lost.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
The Republicans won. So
well, you know,
money doesn't necessarily buy you love, but you raise a very good point. The most frightening thing that's happened in the last several years to me is not COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It is the rising superpower of Twitter and Google and Facebook and their absolute indifference to any kind of fair play, neutrality, or et cetera. Not only did they put in, you know, tens of millions of dollars into these campaigns and defeating Donald Trump, they have shut down so many of the voices in the Republican Party. It is censorship at a level we've never seen in this country. And I don't know, that's of course why you have such enthusiasm for Parler right now. I hope to heck Parler emerges as a neutral platform that can combat Twitter. I think a lot of people would jump on that really fast. If the problem right now is it's just not big enough.
Exactly.
And if you want to make a noise, you still have to go to Twitter. Man, I hope that changes.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you've got to see if Congress is going to do anything about this the situation with big tech.
Yeah.
And you know, let them face liability.
Yeah, I think it has to happen. I'm not a fan of revoking 230, that provision
yes.
that protects them. I wasn't, now I am. I think anything you can do to hurt them financially is worthwhile.
Well, I'm right with you. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst here with us. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
Take care.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are.
All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Thursday referred to an OAN report that said Dominion voting systems deleted 2.7 million votes for him in his re-election campaign. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Texas turned down using Dominion voting systems because after many tests, they determined the systems were unreliable with flaws in the hardware and software.
Well, we tested this, I think, three different times from 2012 until more recently, and each time we found system failures, hardware and software. And we discovered that these systems were subject to different types of unauthorized manipulation and potential fraud. So there is a reason that Texas rejected it. We didn't do it arbitrarily. We did it because we knew that these were unreliable systems. We didn't want to trust them. We didn't want to be in the same situation that some of these other states are in now, where we're questioning the results. So we clearly believe that this was a fraud.
The state of Georgia uses Dominion voting systems. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemarek is with us, senior editor of Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm still locked out of Twitter for 12 more hours, though.
Oh, really? 12 more hours? Yeah, I went and I signed up for Parler, you know, just to make the change. More and more conservatives are moving that way because everybody's being blocked out. President's blocked out. You're blocked out. I mean, I guess that's the rite of passage for us these days.
Yeah, I was starting to feel like my writing wasn't making an impact because Twitter had never gone after me, and they finally did. I've got a piece at Stream.org about that. Mm-hmm. Talks about the election too. It's called "Letter from Twitter Jail," and I'm mocking a little bit on Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham Jail.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I have a picture of Dr. King being arrested, and that's a little cheeky. But honestly, we're facing some of the same kind of intolerance that Democrats have wielded in the past.
Yes.
Let's remember, before the Civil War, despite the First Amendment, abolitionist newspapers were illegal throughout the South.
Mm.
And if a minister gave an abolitionist sermon in his church, mobs would gather and run him out of his home, and the police would stand by and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
After the Civil War, when Republicans tried to give voting rights to black Americans, mobs would gather at the polling place and attack black voters and destroy their ballots, and the police would stand by and do nothing. When they wanted to terrorize black Americans or take away their guns or just humiliate them, lynch mobs would gather, and the police would stand by and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what happened this spring when Antifa and BLM rioters attacked whole neighborhoods.
Yes.
Democrat governors and Democrat mayors stood by, had the police stand by and do nothing. And
it's amazing that history repeats itself, and here we are once again. Incredible.
That's right. I actually thought about that, and I wrote a second piece called The Theory and Practice of a Narco-Tyranny. Now, you wrote 1984, haven't you, Bill?
Yes, of course, yes.
Do you remember the section in it that it's called the Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism? It's supposedly by the dissident in 1984, Emmanuel Goldstein. And he's laying out how this totalitarian system works in this future world Orwell imagined. Well, I did the same kind of document laying out how the Democrats are imposing tyranny right now and what they're promoting. Let's stop calling it liberalism, progressivism, or even socialism. What the Democrats are promoting now, there's a term for it, anarcho-tyranny.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to explain that. Anarcho-tyranny sounds like a contradiction, right? Wait, if you have anarchy, you can't have tyranny. If you have tyranny, you can't have anarchy. But you can. You can cherry-pick from both. If what you want to do is hold on to power, you allow anarchy when it suits you. Like if a mob is attacking people you don't like or don't care about, Republicans, churches, minority small businesses, you don't really care about them. You're friends with Amazon and Google. All you care about is billion-dollar corporation. Then you let rioters attack individual store owners or homeowners. I mean, the reason I got banned from Twitter was because there was a legislator in Seattle. He was deciding vote not to defund the police. Mm-hmm. A mob, an Antifa mob, attacked his home. They were throwing bottles and rocks through the window. I said on Twitter he should shoot them. He should defend his home.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter banned me from promoting violence.
And they're the ones that are...
That's the anarchy.
Yes, yes.
That's the anarchy in anarcho-tyranny. Mm-hmm. You let the mob do your dirty work for you. There's no judicial review. There are no rules of evidence. No judge is going to interfere. It's a mob attacking your enemies. You just let them do it.
That's what
the Nazis did on Kristallnacht.
Yes.
They had mobs attacking the Jews. It's what lynch mobs did. It's what the Klan did.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where tyranny comes in. If people try to defend themselves, like Kyle Rittenhouse, Jake Gardner, God rest his soul, the McCluskeys in St. Louis, then the police come storming out to punish the citizen who dared to defend himself or his neighbors or his fellow citizens against the mob. So you have both ends, an anarchy when it suits them and tyranny when you push back and try to defend yourself. It's a very effective way to wield power. It's what the Nazis did. It's what the Bolsheviks did. It's what the Klan did when the Democrats ruled the South.
This scary stuff is going on right now. But, John, you know, and I almost opened up by saying this segment with you was that this is not a time for cowards. I mean, you have to have some courage. I mean, we're already seeing people faint of heart already resigning themselves to a Joe Biden presidency, though they know in their heart of hearts that we've been ripped off, that this election has been stolen from them, that free and fair elections in the United States of America are gone, and welcome to the world of the Banana Republic.
That's right. And if they get away with this, we'll never have another free, fair election again. And these same people are consoling themselves, we'll keep the Senate. Really? You don't think the Democrats are going to steal those two Senate elections in Georgia? They are on the brink of having absolute power where they can toss out the Constitution.
Exactly.
If they get the Senate and if Biden gets to be president, they can pack the Supreme Court. They'll see Jesse Smollett and Michael Avenatti and Tawana Browley on the court. They'll have 32 justices there to outvote us. They will simply say, we've decided the Second Amendment doesn't apply anymore. We've decided the First Amendment doesn't protect hate speech, and we've decided that any religion that doesn't approve of homosexuality and abortion, that's hate speech, so it's not protected. The whole Constitution should not be riding on two Senate seats in Georgia. That's how bad the Democrat Party has become.
Well, you and I talked about this last time, John. I mean, you got 110 pages, the Biden-Bernie Sanders manifesto, and they're putting that up to replace the U.S. Constitution, right?
Right, right. And they're saying, I mean, why do you think they spent the spring tearing down statues of Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant and Columbus. They want to tear down America as it exists. Why do you think they launched the 1619 Project to spread the lie that America was founded in order to protect slavery, because King George III was going to outlaw slavery and our founders created the United States to keep slavery alive? That's not true. Every historian, liberal historians, historians of color, Robert Woodson of the Woodson Center, nobody thinks this is real, except exactly. The New York Times and the Pulitzer Committee, but they're now teaching it in schools all across the country because the left-wing teachers' unions like it. But what does it tell you? America was founded on the evil of slavery. If you believe that, you'll let people tear up the Constitution. You'll let people tear up the protection of the rule of law. You'll say, this stuff is evil, it's tainted. We need something new and fresh and clean.
Exactly.
We have to shake the Etch-a-Sketch.
Right.
Shake the Etch-a-Sketch and start from scratch. And you know where they did that? Cambodia. The
right.
Khmer Rouge said, we are now in year zero. We will start again from scratch. Mussolini said the same thing. The French Revolution. Again, they started the calendar again from scratch with their coming to power. That's what the Democrats want. They want to bulldoze everything that stands between them and power, and they want to bulldoze and delete the past, which is right out of 1984.
Exactly.
George Orwell wrote,
right.
Yeah, Orwell wrote, whoever controls the past controls the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a rewriting of our history, and this is all, I mean, there's nothing new here. We've read about this, John, and here it is. It is confronting us. Now, what are we going to do about it? Right now, at this very moment, you have one guy standing in the way of all this, and his name happens to be Donald Trump.
I know. I was not a big Trump fan in the primaries.
Yes.
You know, I was a Ted Cruz guy. I supported Ted Cruz through the Republican convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I reluctantly said, well, maybe Trump is not the rhino that I thought he was. And sure enough, in office, he did a great job with what he could do in the face of implacable, insane opposition. The reason why? Why did the Democrats throw such an insane national four-year tantrum under Trump, when they didn't do that under George Bush, they didn't do that under, you know, Richard Nixon? It's because when Obama was elected, that was like the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're going to fundamentally transform America. He said, America needs to become a normal country, by which he meant Belgium or the Netherlands, some
right.
European
mm-hmm.
Union member that is subject having its laws rewritten by a central committee in Brussels.
We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says.
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez. The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side.
On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. We're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zamer continues with us. As we were just sharing here, John, nothing new under the sun. History is repeating itself, and thank God right now for Donald Trump, because if Donald Trump's out of the way, everything that Joe Biden, regardless of how mentally impaired you think he is, there are forces, tyrannical forces that are backing him up that include the mainstream media, social media giants, globalists that have come full force against Donald Trump. They've been on full display for the last 4 years, and they feel like they've got everything is happening to the predicted end that they set forth with this election, and they have they've really stolen this election, and Donald Trump is the only one that's standing in the way for them to complete their objective, is he not?
That's right. And Archbishop Vigano, he's the Vatican whistleblower who let people know how Pope Francis was not cleaning up sex abuse. Vigano said that Trump serves as the last restraint against the darkest forces of globalism and anti-Christian ideology that would like to see all our freedoms wiped out. And,
right.
And if the United States flips from the side of freedom to the side of globalist tyranny, it's going to be a very ugly world. A world where the President of the United States took bribes from the Chinese Communist Party, and the Chinese Communist Party has blackmail information on him and his son.
Yeah.
Remember, Biden was cooperating with the Chinese bioterror attack. That's what this was. This whole COVID thing. Remember, it escaped in China. They locked down China to save Chinese from getting infected. They let a million Chinese fly all over the world, and they spread the disease to Italy, to America. Donald Trump closed down those flights, and Joe Biden spent 3 months accusing him of xenophobia for doing that.
Exactly.
If Joe Biden had had his way, 500,000 Chinese would have flown into America. We would have had 2 million deaths, not 200,000.
Without a doubt. John, not only will you have Biden Inc. returning full force, Hunter Biden is high-fiving all his friends and financial advisors, including those oligarchs all over that he's beholden to, but I think the Clinton Foundation comes back strong, too, if that's to be the case.
Of a whole corrupt oligarchy which clung to existence. They said, just wait it out. 4 years, wait it out. We will get power back. Yes. And they frustrated Trump at every turn. They did a false Russian collusion hoax. They did a false impeachment. They did everything they could. They pretended that it was an illegitimate government for 4 years. And these people have the nerve to say, you must accept the president-elect who's not even been certified by a single state for the sake of American unity. How dare they?
And look at the numbers here. I mean, they make it seem, the mainstream media makes it seem like, you know, we're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of vote differential here. They're really, I mean, considering the evidence, they say, well, show us the evidence. I mean, there are, you know, there are tons of testimonies from people, sworn testimonies saying this is what happened. Voting machines in that are supposed to verify signatures in Nevada were purposely dialed back, John, so that they would negate the signature, and so that it wouldn't throw an illegal ballot out of the system. It would pass through like legitimate. This has been poured in. But right now in Georgia, we're talking a differential of 14,000 votes. Pennsylvania, 54,000. Arizona, 12,000. Michigan is 146,000. Wisconsin, 20,000. Nevada, 36,000. I mean, except for Michigan, which, you know, there's going to be something huge there. I mean, because we already know just in some of these districts where ballot harvesting was running amok, and people were coming in with carloads of ballots and stuffing the ballot box like there's no tomorrow. I mean, there has been a full force practice of voter fraud that's been thrust upon the American people, and it's no wonder you're going to have 72 million people walking around for the next 4 years dazed and amazed and thinking, man, we got ripped off big time.
That's right. And of course, the Democrats have in their back pocket the threat that if we do find enough fraudulent ballots to reverse the election, they're going to riot in the streets.
Of course.
The way they did in March, April, May, June. And then in June, overnight, when the polls showed it was hurting the Democrats, somebody, maybe Joe Biden, made a phone call and they all stopped. They stopped overnight on a dime. What does that tell you? They were coordinated political violence by one faction all across the country, enabled and helped by local governments. So in the future, look forward. If Biden wins, look forward to not just local police, but federal police, federal law enforcement, the FBI, all helping the rioters target churches, conservatives, pro-lifers. It's a scary time.
Exactly.
It's worth fighting this to the last possible vote.
John, what do you see happening with Black Lives Matter and these terrorists that you talk about? I see them going into the Biden Oval Office and claiming some sort of victory and something in return that Biden should be beholden to them. And what happens when Biden doesn't deliver their demands?
That's right. I mean, they're already saying that. We demand reward. If anything, these people almost lost the election for him because people freaked out to see cities burning down across America.
Right.
And when they found out Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization, Antifa, a Marxist organization, it started to backfire. That's why it stopped overnight. So these people are going to claim their pound of flesh. And if they pack the Supreme Court and repeal our Second Amendment rights, we're going to be helpless in the face of mobs attacking us the way they attacked the McCluskeys,
Exactly. The
way they attacked Kyle Rittenhouse and Jake Gardner.
Well, Beto O'Rourke is ready to take over. I mean, Biden says you're going to be my gun czar, right?
Yeah, well, I would like to say, I mean it quite literally, they will have to take my AR-15 out of my cold, dead fingers.
Well, we've heard that before, haven't we? But I'll tell you what, that is a sentiment that is felt, you know, across this country. And I don't think they realize what they are, you know, what they're setting up. I mean, they may have the military, they may have some other things, but I'm telling you, what's being ignited here is a civil war, a modern-day civil war that I believe the Democrats have underestimated. They think that the Republicans and conservatives will again take it on the chin, they'll just roll over. But I believe a line in the sand is being drawn here, John. And I know that what I'm saying to you, you know, I'm not going to be able to say this much longer. I mean, because we're going to get canceled. We're going to get canceled. We're not allowed to talk like this. But it doesn't take a genius to see the projection of what's happening in our society.
That's right. They think this is going to be some peaceful color revolution like the CIA coup in Ukraine. If they try to disarm Americans, it's going to look more like Afghanistan with the Taliban and the local population resisting foreign invaders trying to occupy their country. The U.S. military can't control Afghanistan. It certainly can't disarm and control the whole United States.
Exactly. Well, the thought is rather dangerous and it's scary, but, you know, again, right now we have one man standing in the way of this, and this is what America needs to understand, because even Republicans are folding up like $2 chairs, which is sad, John.
National Review is folded. Fox News just switched sides.
They're disgusting. It's disgusting.
Boycott Fox, switch to One American News, Blaze TV, Newsmax. There are alternative media still. They're still legal for the moment. And Fox News deserves to go bankrupt for this betrayal, and I hope they do.
Well, you know, whether it's Newt Gingrich talking about George Soros and they clamped down on him, canceled him right away. And of course, Cavuto's been gone for, you know, quite a while, you know, and the only ones so far that are hanging in there, and we'll just see if they still have jobs, or, you know, Hannity and Ingram and Tucker Carlson. But I understand there's all kinds of pressure
and
on them as well.
Maria
Bartiromo. Yeah, exactly.
Ben Lou Dobbs.
Yes.
So watch those people on the internet, but don't give Fox any ratings. And let them pay the price in their stock. Let their stock plummet. Let them lose billions of dollars for betraying their audience. And, by the way, their country.
Yeah. No, that's really that's the whole bottom line here, John, and that's what we've been talking about. And we have to rally the forces. The people need to understand you cannot grow weary in doing good. You got to keep your eye on the prize here, what it's all about. I mean, there is a cause for freedom, and all the patriots that have gone before us and our founding fathers, those in the American Revolution that gave up their life, their treasure, you know, their very essence they gave for this American idea, this 21st century. Society and country in which we lived in, you know, that call is being sent out once again, John. Are we going to step up? Are we going to answer the call? Or are we going to be like Joe Biden for that 3 o'clock in the morning phone call that we just nobody picks up the phone? We just hear him snoring.
That's right. Well, Kamala Harris will pick up the phone and she will side with our enemies. She's already talking about the U.S. installing al-Qaeda in control of Syria. So the million Christians and all the other religious minorities in Syria can kiss their freedom goodbye. They're going to be refugees just like the Christians from Iraq were refugees.
Exactly.
Because Obama and Biden, and by the way, Bush and Cheney did not protect them.
Right. And the mainstream media would want us to believe that a Biden administration will heal the foreign discrepancies and that all is supposedly well. And Netanyahu surprised me, I got to tell you. I was surprised by how he saddled up to Biden so quickly. Maybe not you. Maybe you weren't so surprised, but it caught me a little bit off guard, frankly.
I thought it was kind of disgusting, but you know what? Politicians look out for their own interests and foreign countries look out for their interests. There's no such thing as a permanent enemy. There's no such thing as a permanent ally.
Boy, good point. He's a senior editor of Stream.org. That's where you want to go for all the information to be in the flow of the know. Dr. John Zemarek right here. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.